Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Julius Shaw, Executive Vice President at Shaw Industries. Julius, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Kemp, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm actually, though, a little saddened by the news that we're running on Floor Daily that you have announced your intention to retire from Shaw Industries after 40 years. Let's start out, though. Tell us first, obviously your father is Bud Shaw. Tell us how the family got into this business.
Well, real quickly, my granddad started a small business in the late 40s after World War II called Star Dye Company,
right.
Basically dyeing chenilles and scatter rugs. And he passed away in 1958, and my dad and my uncle were left to run it. Bob was the one that ended up running it, and our family in that year moved to Statesville, North Carolina, where Dad was running a spinning mill. We stayed there till 1965 and then moved to Cartersville, Georgia, where he was running a carpet mill for Dan River Carpet. And then in 1967, he decided he wanted to get in on a mill for himself, and he started a mill called Sabre Carpets. And in 1968, he bought an existing mill called Philadelphia Carpets. And in 1971, we merged Sabre Carpets and Philadelphia Carpets with Star Finishing Company,
mm-hmm.
and that was the beginning of Shaw Industries.
And so Bob Shaw, your uncle, had been running Star in the meantime?
Yes, he'd been running Star since 1958. Star Dye Company morphed into Star Finishing Company as the tufted carpet industry began to emerge in the late 50s and the early 60s.
All right, so you went to Darlington in Rome. It's all boys
right.
school. Then you went to Georgia Tech for a little while, and you actually co-opted with Shaw Industries while you were at Tech, right?
Right. I began co-opting my freshman year at Georgia Tech and continued doing that throughout my college career, which actually ended at the University of Georgia. I switched from engineering into business. I was more interested in that. Immediately upon graduation, started working for our company in 1976.
One of the reasons I say that it's bittersweet news, obviously you're going to move on to another chapter. You're 62 years old, so you've got plenty of things ahead of you. But you've been at this business, as you say, 40 years full-time, but even as a co-op student before that. And one of the neat things about you, as I talk to other people that know you, Julius, is that you're a true Southern gentleman. You're personable. You're trusting. You're sincere. You're someone that the company is going to miss in a big way. And even to this day, your role now is you're in charge of national accounts, but you're still a major advisor to the senior management of the company.
Well, first of all, you're way too kind in your words, I'll promise you. But it has been a great ride with a great company. You know, Kemp, I could have never imagined 40-plus years ago that we would become a company that would have over $5 billion in sales, mm-hmm. over 20,000 employees. I kind of watched this company grow as a kid from the sideline. I watched my dad run a yarn plant. I saw him run a carpet plant. I saw him start a small company. I saw us merge three small companies and create Shaw Industries.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came to work here, we did an even $100 million. And to be on board during the last 40 years has been a real honor. It's exceeded any expectations I could have ever imagined. Now, I'm going to miss this industry. I'm going to miss the people. But it's time to do something else. And
yeah.
You know what it is? I don't know. I know it won't be floor covering, and I won't step in. I won't meddle in anybody's business here. We got such great people here, and I'm excited about our younger people that are going to be coming up. So we're in great hands, and that's part of the reason I think this is a good time. It's a 40-year anniversary. The company's never been in better shape, and this is a good time for me to get on with doing something else in my life.
Well, let's walk through real quickly some of the roles you've played at Shaw. I know that one of the big responsibilities you had early on, you were vice president of sales for the Southeastern Division. That's when you got a young trainee named Scott Sandlin as one of your direct reports. I mean, he's got nothing but great things to say about you. You write personal notes. He told me a quick story about he hadn't been in the field very long, and you brought him in, and I guess he'd knocked the cover off the ball and had done real well with his budget. And you took the time to call him into your office and be real personable about rewarding him for what he had done. And then you turned around and gave him a gift, and it was three golf balls with the Shaw logo on it.
Well, I appreciate Scott sharing that.
And it meant a lot to him.
I tell you, one of the things I try to do is treat everyone the way I'd like to be treated, whether that's fellow employees or customers or whatever. So it's easy. People like Scott and and a lot of the trainees that have come up in this company, I'm so proud of them. They've done such a good job, and I've watched them grow. So many people like Steve Soracki and Scott Sandlin, Bob Hardway, and I could go on and on and on. It's one of the greatest things about being here a long time is it's really good to see younger people that have come up, and you've tried to help them along the way and just watch their growth. And that's been really rewarding.
Well, after you had that role, you got into the corporate communications role. Shaw was a publicly traded company, and so you had to take care of the analyst questions and take care of that piece of it. And then after Berkshire bought the company, you went into the national account role, and you've been working with some of Shaw's biggest customers to negotiate that business with them. So you've played an important role. Let me ask you just a couple quick questions before we run out of time. As you look back, who are you a couple of your mentors that have meant a lot to you?
Well, there have been a lot. My dad, first of all, my uncle. I'd have to say several people around here, Vance and Randy. We've all worked together for 40-plus years. Nobody knows each other better than we all do. Ken Jackson was a huge help to me when I took on the role of our investor relations. My background was sales. I didn't know anything about dealing with the analysts and certainly didn't know anything about dealing with the press. But Ken was a huge help to me in bringing me up to speed financially. Those are just a few. I probably couldn't really name them all, but if I had to name one, it'd be my dad.
And as you look back over the 40 years and you think about some of the most memorable moments of your career, do any come to mind right off the bat?
Well, it's hard to put 40 years in a 10-minute interview,
right.
But to me, the most exciting time were the decades of the 80s and early 90s, where we really stepped out and took a lot of risk and did things differently in the way we marketed our product, the growth that we experienced there. It was a super exciting time in the decade of the 80s, and see us more from a mill that was fairly small to a clear industry leader in carpet. And then, you know, I've really enjoyed us morphing now into a total flooring company, changing in this industry. And carpet used to be 70%. Now it's probably 50 or 45%. Hard surfaces are important. And now we're morphing into a total flooring company. It's just been a great ride. I couldn't be more proud to be a part of this company. We've got great people, great leaders. And we've been blessed, and there's no doubt about it.
All right, so what's next for Julia Shaw as you step away from 40 years of successful business here?
Well, I wish I could tell you exactly, but one of the things I want to do is some more community involvement. Having worked for 40 years, and during those 40 years, commuted 100 miles each day. I figured up one time how many miles that is, but for 40 years, going 100 miles each day has been a long time. So because of that, I've been able to give financially to a lot of causes, but I hope that I'll spend a good bit of my time giving back to some community causes that I like, more time with my family, and of course more time with golf. I say outside of work, my next passion is golf. A little of that goes a long way, so I hope to do all that.
So that's why those three balls you gave Scott really meant something to you, because you really like the game, right?
I love the game, yeah. And there's nothing I enjoy more other than work than golf. So,
what advice do you have for some of the young people that are coming into the business now that are focusing on flooring?
Well, I think we have a great industry. I think it's an industry that has afforded a lot of us a great lifestyle, a great career. And whether you're selling floor covering or whatever you're selling, you know, do it with a passion. I've heard Mr. Buffett say it, so this is not mine, but I agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you find a job you love doing, you'll never work a day in your life. And that's really the way I feel about Shaw. As he also says, he tap dances to work every day. I do the same. I love it. It's been great. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss this industry.
Okay. And your home now is in Rome, Georgia, right?
Yes. We moved from Cartersville to Rome about 4 or 5 years ago. I have an 11-year-old son who's in school over there at Darlington, where I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very involved in that school. It meant a lot to me. I'm on the board of trustees there and on several other boards in Rome. That is where we're living, and that's where I hope to spend a lot of time over the next 20 or so years, or however long it is.
One of the things that you do that hopefully is not a lost art, that maybe you could advise other people come along, is to take time to focus on the people and to write the notes. You write these handwritten notes that mean a lot of people.
Well, I tell you what, I'll end on this. One of the pieces of advice that my dad gave me on the first week that I was at work, and that was that after you finish any important meeting, whether it's with an associate or whether it's with a customer, you need to follow it up with a letter. At the time, it was a handwritten letter. Uh-huh. So I took his advice, and most of my assistants or secretaries would tell you that that was very tough on them, because over the 40 years, I've kept that advice, and I have written literally thousands and thousands of letters to customers. If I visit a customer, I write them a letter. If I talk to a customer, I usually write them a letter. And the same for employees. I think it's a lost art. Not many folks do it anymore. And I think it means more today than it did even then, because not many folks do it. But it's something that I've enjoyed doing, and I found it to be a good piece of business advice.
Oh, that's great advice. It's good to talk to you, and best of luck. Again, been talking to Julius Shaw, Executive Vice President with Shaw Industries as he retires. At the end of the year, right, Julius?
That's correct, Kemp.
And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLady.net.